is, I just need a specific kind of person. You can come up. Yep. Okay. I have a special job for you to do. You need to come over here. See this big brick over here? This is what they call, I believe, a Besser block. And I don't like it over here. It's in the way. You know what I want to do? I want someone to move that for me all the way over there, please. Can you do that for me? Yeah. I hope you can't, but anyway, have a go. See what happens. It's the problem with picking girls. I'm just a bit reluctant. They're very tenacious, some of them, aren't they? All right. Just don't let it land on your foot. All right, just leave it there for a second, because otherwise this could get ugly. Okay? Mum's very proud. Just stay there. Okay? I'll get you to try again in a second. It was pretty hard, though, wasn't it? Pretty heavy. Just stay there for a minute, and I'll ask you to do it again in a minute. Okay? I don't know about choosing kids. All right. Today's Bible passage, that's a big job, okay? That's a big job for a little girl to do, or anyone to do. It's quite a heavy brick. But today's Bible passage is all about a time when Jesus gave his followers a big job. Okay, it was right at the end of his time on the earth that he had died and he'd risen again and he's about to go to heaven. And this is what it says in Matthew 28. We read those verses. Austin read them for us. He said to his disciples, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you." That is a really big job, kids. Really big job. What was their job? Their job was to make disciples, which meant they had to tell people about Jesus so that they would start following Jesus, and they had to help people become better followers of Jesus. It was a really big job that they had to do. And what made it even bigger was they had to make disciples of all the nations. That's like every country in the world. Yep, he was one of them. Yep, that's right. Yep, it was a big job. Now, have another go. Again, I really... she's trying. It's hard work. All right, okay. What I need you to do... Here, I've got a better idea. She's going to do it. It's going to wreck the whole sermon. Okay. Well, there you go. All right. Very strong, very strong. All right, just stop. I know I'm hindering you. I knew I should have picked an infant. All right. I'm going to make it easy for you in a minute. You are very, very strong. Do you know that? How about you go sit down there? I'm going to ask you to come and help me again in a few minutes, okay? It's all right. Very good job. Now, how do you think, you've got me really flustered now, how do you think the disciples would have felt when Jesus gave them that really, really big job, kids? How do you think they would have felt? Sorry? Tired, yeah, probably. Scared, good one. What else? Just yell out some answers. How can this happen? It's impossible, yeah? Anyone else? Yep. Exhausted, all those things, you know? Oh, what's going on? You know, I reckon I would have looked at it and gone, this is like the biggest job I could ever imagine. This is too much work. Maybe they thought to themselves, hey, Jesus, do you know that there's like 200 countries in the world? Or something like that. That's a really big job. There's only 11 of us. How are we going to do this? It was a big job. Maybe they thought to themselves, how are we going to do such a difficult job?
Well, I think 11 people can pick up that brick.
Yeah, well, I'm sure one person, it seems, can pick up that brick. But the good news was that Jesus knew something about his disciples and about all of his disciples, that they could never do such a big job on their own. In fact, he didn't even expect them to try. Jesus didn't say, go and do this job by yourself. No, he knew that they needed him to help. That to do this big job, they would need his help. So he made that big promise to them. Now, you've already learned the big promise this morning. Scruff taught it to you before. Do you remember what Jesus said? Jesus said, I am with you always to the end of the age. That's right. I am with you always to the end of the age. That's Matthew chapter 28, verse 20. That's right. The big promise that Jesus made to his followers was that he would always be with them. Now, I need your help again, but this time your daddy needs to come up the stage as well. So come up on the stage. Come on, Andrew. Up you come. And you're going to have a bit of help this time. Because even though you did a very, very good job, too good, it's easier when you have some help, isn't it? So now, if you get your daddy to help you, carry that brick across the other side of the stage just there. Do you think you can do it together with him? When you walk it across there, look at those muscles. They're very good. And you're doing a good job too. Very good. And pop it down. That's great. You've done that job. I was so sick of it over there. Now you put it over there. Well done. Round of applause. All right, you can leave it there. Thank you for helping. See, when you have a big job, a really big job to do, a job that is too big for you, what do you really need? Help. You need someone with you. Someone with you who is going to help you do the job. And Jesus knew that. Jesus knew that his disciples needed help to do the big job that he had given to them. That's why he made the big promise. Jesus knew that his followers couldn't do the job of making disciples on their own, disciples of all the nations. And so he promised that he would always be with his followers. And he'd help them keep on doing the big job of making disciples. And you know what? Jesus did what he said. He sent his Holy Spirit, which is the way that he is with us now, to help his followers, to help us make disciples. And as a result of that, many people throughout history for over 2,000 years have started to follow Jesus because he has been helping others make disciples. And the really great news for you and me is that Jesus is still helping us today because he's given us a big job to do as well. Our job isn't to carry the big brick, although that was a good job. Our job is actually the same as the disciples. Our job is to make disciples. Our job is to tell people about Jesus and to help them follow Jesus. That is a big job, but it can be a hard job too. Now, why do you think, kids, why do you think making disciples, telling people about Jesus and helping people follow Jesus can be a really big job? Why do you think? That's a very good answer. Yeah, sometimes people don't like Jesus. What else might, why else might be hard? Yeah? Yeah, because they don't know, have any information. So you have to teach them a lot. Yeah? Do you have one? No? Okay. Anyone else got, why might it be hard? Yeah? My hearing's just going bad when I'm 32 years old, so I'm sorry. Yeah, one more. Oh, that's a good answer too. They might not want to listen. One more, yeah? Yeah, because they can't see him. They might not want to follow someone they can't see. These are some very good answers. Are you kids, yeah, one more? Oh, and even the language, they might not speak the same language. There's lots of challenges and problems, isn't there, when it comes to telling people about Jesus. And it's a hard job to make disciples. It can feel like a very big job for us too. And maybe we might start to feel a little bit like the disciples. We might start to feel a bit scared. Oh, this is just too much work, too much responsibility. We might just think, oh, it's just a bit too hard. And I'm sure that there are many people, if I just talk to the parents and the adults here for a minute, there are many of you who can totally understand that feeling, you know? I suspect that, you know, if you've been in church for any amount of time, you've heard Matthew 28, the Great Commission, all that kind of thing before. You know our job is to make disciples. We know that's our job as Christians, as followers of Jesus. But we know it's a big job and it just seems very, very hard sometimes, doesn't it? You know, if I'm honest with myself, even in this world that we live in, I truly find it hard to work out how I'm supposed to make disciples of my own little kids, let alone the kids that I see here, or the neighbours in my street, or the people of Kedron, or even the people in some faraway country. I mean, How do I make disciples? How do I do that hard job? It's a big job. You know, parents can help, but it's still a very, very hard job, isn't it? I don't know how you feel, but I sometimes feel like I'm driving a truck without power steering through Chermside shops without any wheels. Like, it just feels like that's the kind of the difficulty of the job. It's hard going, isn't it? And so I have to keep reminding myself, and we all have to keep reminding ourselves, that the big promise, Jesus' big promise, makes the big job possible. And that's the big lesson today. The big promise is what makes the big job possible. Jesus says that he is with us, and because we have the Holy Spirit, we've trusted in Jesus, we have the Holy Spirit, it means that we can press on with doing the job of making disciples. We can keep doing the big job he's given to us. And so I want to say something to the parents this morning, parents of these little kids. It's because Jesus says, "I am with you always to the end of the age," that we can actually keep on doing the job of parenting. That is the only reason that we can keep on doing it and getting that job done. We can keep on making disciples of these precious little kids here with us. We keep on sharing the gospel with them. We keep on teaching them what Jesus has commanded, to obey his commands. And we pray that Jesus would work in their hearts. And it's not to say that it will be easy. It's not a guarantee that it will be easy work. And it won't even guarantee that there won't be some heartbreak along the way. But the promise is that as long as we trust in him, he is with us and he will help us to keep on doing that job. And I hope you're encouraged by that. There is no other way there's no other way to make disciples of your children than to trust that Jesus is with you, helping you to do that. It's the same when it comes to ministry. We've shared about ministries this morning, kids' church, junior kids' church, but any ministry in this church is about making disciples, telling people about Jesus and helping people become better followers of Jesus. So whether it's friendship club or youth group or music or morning tea or welcoming at the door, whatever it is, if it's just offering hospitality and encouraging others, all those ministries are only possible because Jesus says, "I am with you always." It's the truth that empowers our ministry, that empowers our us as we do the job of making disciples. So please know that. And it's the reason that people get on planes and go to faraway countries, the countries where Christians are persecuted, countries where Christians are not liked at all. You would be crazy, absolutely crazy, to get on a plane and go to a different country where Christians are hated, unless Jesus has said, "I am with you always." But because he has said that, this promise builds confidence. It's confidence that Jesus will help us continue to do the job that he's given us to do. It's easy to forget, isn't it? It's easy to forget. The last few words he says to his disciples, but probably some of the most important words he ever said, "I am with you always to the very end of the age." So we need to remember this, all of us, adults and kids. I want to say this morning, if the task of making disciples in your home or in your school or in your workplace, in your street, in this country even, in this world, it all just seems a bit too big and daunting for you, just be reminded again of what Jesus has said. "I am with you always." And know that this big promise that he has made is the thing that empowers us, enables us to do the big job that he's given us to do. It is extraordinary that Jesus could have, I'm sure Jesus has the power to make disciples on his own. He didn't need to include us. And yet by his grace, and it is a gracious thing, he has chosen to include us in the task of making disciples. It is a wonderful grace that we can be a part of what God is doing in these lives, in the lives of each other, and in the world in which we live. And he promises that he'll be with us as we do that job. So kids, I want to remind you this morning to remember those words that Scruff taught us. In all of life, Jesus is with us. He says, "I am with you always to the very end of the age." Can you say that with me one more time? Ready? 1, 2, 3. "I am with you always to the very end of the age." Matthew chapter 28, verse 20. Very good. I'm going to pray for us and then we're going to sing a song. So if the band wants to come up, let's pray. Dear Jesus, we thank you that you promise that you are with us always, and that even the big job you have given us to do, to make disciples, to tell people about Jesus and to help people follow Jesus better, that even that big job is possible because of that big promise that you have made.
with us always to the very end of the age. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to see